Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is October 10th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. Changing the paradigm of exercise prescription and competitive sport participation. Historically, individuals with hypertrophic cardiomyopathy were systematically excluded from vigorous exercise due to concerns about increased sudden cardiac death risk. Emerging evidence from observational studies and randomized trials now challenges this paradigm. These studies demonstrate that tailored exercise, including competitive sports, improves functional capacity, quality of life, and overall cardiovascular and psychological health in hypertrophic cardiomyopathy populations, suggesting a significant shift in clinical guidance. Article number 2. Left ventricular geometry, brain architecture, and cognition, an observational study. This observational study of 15,519 UK Biobank participants investigated the intricate link between cardiovascular phenotypes, specifically left ventricular geometry, brain architecture, and cognitive function. Using confirmatory factor analysis on 18 cardiovascular magnetic resonance imaging measures, the research aimed to illuminate the interplay of cardiovascular disease and brain health. Understanding this complex cardiovascular-brain interaction is essential for addressing their shared burden in older adults. Article number 3. Blood pressure, plasma proteins, and cardiovascular diseases. A networked Mendelian randomization and observational study. A proteome-wide Mendelian randomization study utilized genetic instruments from over 2,000 plasma proteins to assess their causal effects on blood pressure and subsequent cardiovascular diseases. This research aims to identify molecular determinants and pathways involved in blood pressure regulation and its impact on cardiovascular health. The findings provide critical insights into the biological mechanisms that contribute to elevated blood pressure and the development of cardiovascular diseases. Article number 4. Outcomes of simultaneous heart-kidney transplantation using donation after circulatory death donors. A propensity-matched analysis from the UNOS Registry. This retrospective cohort study using the UNOS United Network for Organ Sharing database from January 2019 to December 2024 analyzed 1,761 adults undergoing simultaneous heart-kidney transplantation. This study specifically evaluated the safety and outcomes of using hearts from donation after circulatory death donors in this context, a practice increasingly adopted to address donor shortages. By conducting a propensity-matched analysis, the research provides crucial evidence regarding the viability of donation after circulatory death hearts to expand the donor pool for patients with end-stage heart and kidney failure. Article number 5. Timing of quality of life and lung function changes during the first year following lung transplantation, a multi-center prospective cohort study. The Multicenter Observational Clinical Trials and Organ Transplantation 20 study prospectively investigated the timing of quality of life and lung function changes during the first year after lung transplantation. Researchers measured longitudinal forced expiratory volume in 1 second and quality of life using tools like the St. George's Respiratory Questionnaire and 36-item short-form survey. The study aimed to clarify if quality of life improvements coincide with spirometry improvements, offering vital insights into post-transplant recovery trajectories and patient care. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.